This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, July 27th. God's word to you today is preconditions. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 20, verse 3, and it says, "You must not have any other God but me." When we begin to flirt with ideas that the enemy wants us to flirt with, we open our hearts to compromise. When you toy with the idea of keeping secrets, you're asking for trouble. Unfortunately, sometimes when the living God does not fit where people want to go, they find themselves desperately looking for other gods they can mold into their lifestyle. People want to create a God in their own image to suit their own lifestyle. People have demanded that I give them a scriptural reference that says, "Do not marry a second wife." They say, "Where is it written, 'Thou shalt not marry another wife'?" The Bible only says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." I need to marry another wife so that I will not commit adultery. Even if such men are to marry four wives, they will still do what they want to do. Ask Solomon. The 300 wives he had were still not enough, and so he went ahead to have 700 concubines. These stories are in the Bible as instructions to us that when it comes to satisfying self, nothing is ever enough. Even when I show some people the principle and the sanctity of marriage, some actually create their own theology that allows them to marry another wife. Why? It's because the God of the Bible that they had been introduced to does not fit what they want. So they create a God, an ideology, that will suit their lifestyle. This is the confusion of the world. The first battle Adam and Eve had was the battle with God, and not a battle with Satan. The devil was only able to lure Eve by suggesting that God was too restrictive. Please read Exodus 3, 1-5. The devil still suggests the same to you. How can God give you something and say you cannot touch it? Look at all those people touching it. Nothing has happened. You can touch it. Nothing will happen. Meanwhile, it is the same devil that will accuse you before God. Anytime you question God's intention, you open the door for Satan to come in. The first commandment has no room for ifs, buts, or when, or for if God does this, then. Let us pray. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus that you alone will be my God, and God to my children and children unborn. I will serve no other God but Yahweh. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.